In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Dearest faithful, as we are wont to do on a regular occasion, a question is posed this morning. Is it possible, do you think? Is it possible that one can be deaf and mute and yet still have fully functioning auditory and verbal mechanism? Is it possible to be deaf and mute and yet all of the parts are supposedly functioning well? Is it more of a physical disability or is it more of a spiritual malady? And if whatever decision you make, which one is more common among us? Not just among the few, but among the many. We know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ heals. He heals regularly throughout Holy Scripture. He continues to heal even in the present moment. We all have stories that we know from Holy Scripture where our Lord has healed. He's healed deafness. He has healed muteness. He has healed blindness. He has healed lameness. But what is truly most remarkable is that usually if we really read between the lines, we see that not only is there physical healing, a return to functioning of the physical man or woman, but he heals the whole person. And in healing that whole person, there always accompanies some sort of spiritual healing as well. And so many times our Lord will associate physical malady with spiritual illness. He will speak often upon healing an illness or a disability and then say, "Go and sin no more." And of course, that got him into hot water more than once with the powers that be, as he spoke about healing in order to remove sin. When Jesus heals, it is a type of epiphany. We know epiphany, of course, from the epiphany of the Magi and the various other epiphanies as after our Lord's baptism. "This is my beloved Son." We know about epiphanies, but we have to look for them more than where it's obvious. Epiphany, of course, is God's revelation of himself to the world. And so we, being lovers of Scripture as we are, lovers of the Word of God, we also have to realize that oftentimes whatever our Lord does in the New Testament, whatever he applies to the people in the New Testament, usually, if we look for it, we will find something in the Old Testament prophecy as to why he did that. And I give you this morning the opportunity to hear Isaiah 35, verses 4 through 6. "Say to those who are fearful, who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy." Comes from Isaiah, deep into Hebrew history, into the Old Testament. But our Lord Jesus Christ, when he healed physically and spiritually the men and women of the stories of the New Testament, we have to see that he is fulfilling the prophecy that was spoken long ago. And we also have to put one and one together. God heals. Jesus heals. Therefore, Jesus is God. When Jesus heals, it's an epiphany every time. He is showing himself to not be just a magician, a faith healer, but he is God, God among us. The Old Testament prophecy fulfilled so that what? So that all may believe. Think about it now. Think about it. The story says he put fingers in the ears to do what? From Isaiah, to unstop the ears. He touched the tongue to free it, to free the tongue so that it can speak plainly. Not just to speak plainly in everyday speech, but to be able to speak as it said toward the end of the gospel, to speak when commanded to return to being mute. Be mute again. Do not say, do not proclaim what has happened to you. Impossible. Impossible. And this isn't just a new day assessment of our Lord's motivation to show himself to be God. Pope St. Gregory the Great, in the late 6th century, he speaks about that through the hand of God, through the digits, the fingers of God, through the healing that comes through the hand of God, that is the way by which the Holy Ghost is brought to each one of us, because our Lord touches us. And through the power of that touch, as if it is a type of electric current, a healing electric current going to each one of us, is the power of the Holy Ghost to do what? To come and just sort of wash us from the outside with the Spirit? No. But to indwell us. Put the finger in the ear. Touch the tongue. Let the Holy Ghost come and be present to indwell you. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come to you. The healing touch of the finger. Even his spittle becomes medicine. You say, oh, that's gross. It's healing. It is our Lord giving something of himself to us in that most intimate way, where his very spittle becomes medicine for healing. St. Augustine knew this in Book 10 of the Confessions. He says, you called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, you dispelled my blindness. St. Paul, you heard it in the epistle today. And in one translation, he was born out of time. In the other translations, I was born, abnormally born, he said of himself. Essentially saying I was deaf to the word of God. I was blind to Jesus Christ. I was mute and unable to speak the truth. All of us who have been present for the baptism of babies, we know that at one point there is that same prayer, that same word is uttered that Jesus today uttered to open the ears and open the mouth of the deaf and the mute man. Ephphatha, be opened. We pray this over our babies, that as our babies grow, that their ears will be open to the word of God, and they will be able to truly speak the holy name of Jesus in love. And of course, the impossibility of tell no one, return to your mute state, tell no one what has happened to you. Impossible that once the good news has come into us through the power of the Holy Ghost and indwells us, how can we not share it? How can we keep it secret? As if our faith is our own little private thing that we are so embarrassed and unable to share with those around us. Those in our own families who have yet to fully hear and understand. We not only hear, but we have listened and we have heard such that now we are truly, our tongue has been loosed, and nothing should keep us from being able to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Another scripture, Titus chapter 2, verse 14. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, zealous for good deeds. The man whose ears were unstopped and his tongue loosed had a zeal to speak what now he could hear. So, dearest faithful, if we are to be people of God's own, if we are truly going to be able to be zealous, not only for the good deeds done for ourselves, but zealous in being able to speak the truth, to live the truth, to know the truth that is Jesus Christ, we must first be very honest with ourselves, very honest in recognizing our own spiritual disability. Many of us will have some degree of physical disability, whether it's because of aging or whatever it might be. But that does not mean that we are also spiritually disabled, that we cannot, as was said in Isaiah, that we cannot leap like deer and with our tongue sing for joy. Our Lord invites us. He invites us into this reality, not this possibility, but this reality. The question is, do we want it? Will we accept it? Because to accept it requires not only that we're honest with ourselves about any spiritual disability that needs healing, but we have to desire spiritual healing. We must want it. We must beseech Jesus to lay his healing hand upon us, to truly put his living, healing hand upon us, that the power of the Holy Ghost might truly come within us. But we must also be willing to let go of our attachments, those consistently obstructing sinful attachments that create a sin sickness that we all know that we're prone to, repeating the same attached sin over and over again. And the minute that we think that we can be healed of that on our own, then we are destined to be plagued by it forever. But when we beseech healing from the great physician, we are left then with the words of Isaiah that should ring in our ears. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come, not randomly, but when you call. Fear not, your God will come. Call out, he will come. He will heal you. He will save you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.